The lake is impossibly vast. To stare into its mists is to feel your mind turning toward the many islands out there in the mist. There are demons here, imps and, of course, goblins, who are not demonic, but are quite the nuisance. And there is a path. The path rings the lake, sometimes veering near to the forest, sometimes very close to the shore. You've seen shark girls lurking near the various rowboats, which are so often left moored to docks around the body of water. You've decided not to go out on the lake today because of that. You're not the only one with your eyes on the lake today. Ahead of you, you see a bobbing piece of flotsam, a twig, a stick, but small, and tied to a line. A line which runs back toward the shore, toward a dock. The dock looks well maintained, though, quite old, and sitting on it is a woman. She's human? She has a human-looking face, which is quite rare. You suppose cowgirls and centaurs both tend to have human-looking features, but everyone else has something. Her skin is covered in short brown fur, despite the human face, and there is a tail, between her legs. The bikini she is wearing and the moisture on her fur clue you that if you make the wrong move, she will dive right into the water and be gone. She's leaning back, legs splayed, a rod held carefully, and you notice one of her hands trailing away from her furred inner thighs, where it was just tucked under her bikini bottom. She's got a mop of untidy blonde hair, quite short, barely past her chin, and she's gazing right at you. You get a good look and see that she's muscled all over. The bikini is covering very small breasts, and her entire form has a champion swimmer's lithe, corded tone. You hold up your hands, showing you mean no harm, and her face instantly spreads into a lazy grin. She begins to speak in an accented voice, beckoning you closer in a very careful way, which does nothing to disturb her rod or shake the dock.
"Hello there, stranger. Seems to me you ain't one of them there demons. So, that's safe enough. Go ahead, come closer. But no heavy steps on the dock now. Can't go scaring my catch."
You look down at the dock, waiting a moment, and move closer. She speaks up nonchalantly, once you're close enough that her voice won't alert the fish.
"So, yeah, how about a fishing fuck? What, you're looking at me like I got two heads? You fuck, I fish, we share. Just don't go squirming too much when you get to feel this."
One hand back in her bikini bottoms, rubbing her clit and lip, and long strokes you can see clearly outlined through the fabric. Oh, she's letting you choose how you'd like to be positioned. When you get closer, Kalu reaches down to move her clothes out of the way, slipping the bikini bottoms to the side. The way her eyes are fixed between your legs tells you just what she's thinking of, and just what she's offering. You move to the dock and lay out flat on your back on the fluffy dry towel she must have been relaxing on earlier. You move your own clothes out of the way, freeing a member which stands proud and tall with her unveiled body on display to provoke it. Your length shivers in the air, shaking with anticipation. You can see every line of her powerful swimmer's body. The nipples on her non-existent boobs are standing proud and huge against her top, as she mounts up on you and lines you up against her pussy. Your cock is freed and is standing proud directly toward her. She rubs her pussy down your length, her lips framing it and massaging her copious juices into the veined shaft. When she drops her hips completely, your cock in front of her slit and rubbing back onto it, you see the huge shiver as her pronounced clitoris bumps at the tip of you. Her muscled ass rises, hips angled forward, so you can see her spread open pussy lining up with the tip of your shaft. Heat radiates from her, and the softness of her furred inner thighs rubs against your legs. Your moan is as sudden as it is undeniable, and she smacks your inner thigh, sending a thoroughly pleasant resonance into your balls.
Now hold on. No making noise and scaring the fish, honey. Even if this makes you want to holler and carry on.
She drops her hips down, pulling you inside of her hot, tight passage. Those muscles aren't just for show, and her pussy begins to milk and suck on you immediately. You thrust upwards into her, and the dock creaks. A spot deep inside her makes her shiver and wrap her arms around herself in a shaky hug. A moan escapes her mouth, and she slaps your inner thigh.
Now I said hold on. Don't start hitting that. Not yet.
You take her hands in yours and guide them back to her fishing rod, feeling the smarting smack on your thigh and biting back the retort that her smack made far more noise than your thrusting. She accepts this repositioning, and you keep your hands off her hips. You do ask quietly if she's sure it's okay for her to do all the work.
Oh, don't worry about me, honey. I'm gonna come when I'm good and ready. You're gonna be quiet and enjoy.
True to her word, her pussy begins squeezing and relaxing over and over. Her muscles are firm and strong, and the way they hold on to you makes it clear she's going to have no trouble milking every last drop of cum out of you. You're still struggling to adjust to not being allowed to hump or thrust or even touch, but you feel every part of her relax except her squeezing, tensing pussy and the visible muscled contours of her abdomen. Ripples of sensation are running through her body as shock waves emanate from the mere presence of your by now well-lubricated cock inside her tight tunnel. She squeezes down suddenly, getting your attention. Your mouth hangs open. You think you're starting to drool. The scent of her arousal is obvious, and you watch her position her fishing rod so it's against the crook of her inner thigh to free up one hand. That hand trails to her bikini bottom, which has already been pushed aside, and you hear the audible, soaked sound of her peeling back her clitoral hood and beginning to rub two fingers against her sensitive button. Other than a slight intake of breath, and the squeezing of her core muscles becoming so obvious you can see their outline under her very fine coat of fur, there is no sign of what must be a massive and mounting climax, waiting just on the other side of a barely contained pleasure dam inside her body and mind. You're close, too. But the efficiency of her musculature is milking every bit of pleasure out of this experience, with little regard for your opinion, and every implication that she knows you're going to come early and often. As if reading your thoughts, she says,
Don't worry. When I'm done having my fun with your cock, I'll let you use mine.
It seems such a shame to stop moving, but she continues to squeeze and massage her clit as she talks, making promises you hope she keeps.
This feels amazing, doesn't it?
Though the words were spoken softly, she spoke loudly enough to reach your ears, and the vibrations sent through your pelvis. They did not help with the throbbing need in your groin, nor could they distract you from the fact that you had lost track of time since coming here. But she seemed content to continue doing whatever she was enjoying, until someone interrupted her. She raised her hips fractionally, such a tiny amount, you only notice it because she's posting up and down on you.
You're gonna come in me until I've had my fill, and then, after that, you can lick me clean while I clean our catch, okay, honey? Yes. Oh, that's nice. That feels good. You've got some skillful hands there, honey.
So, she did notice you were groping her muscled ass whenever she lifted it. You run your finger under her tail, massaging over her ass and stimulating the hole briefly, which provokes a massive squeeze to your cock. Could it be that she's sensitive back there? Another smack to your hand.
Not now. You can fuck my butt some other time. Once I practice. Tried it the other day and loved it. But I'm gonna be on top, so I gotta get the hang of it. Now, shh.
She lets out a low moan and continues her work. And you leave her butt alone for now. Instead, you try to concentrate on the details of the situation before you. Anything to defer the climax welling up in your balls and preparing to spurt signs of your surrender to her pleasurable pussy all over her insides. The lake shore behind you is covered in rocks. There's a thick tree line beyond the rocky terrain, where the forest goes farther away from the water. On either side of you stretches grassy hills leading down to the lake shore. There are several small boats parked near the docks. One is moored next to the pier, and another sits on the opposite end of the dock, facing the same direction. All empty as you watch, though. One boat moves along the shoreline and slips beneath the surface of the lake, disappearing quickly. Another is pulled up onto the shore, entirely on their own. You return your attention to the hot and muscular swimmer as she pulls in another fish, adding it to her existing catch. Then, deciding she's had enough, she turns quickly on top of you, swiveling her whole body while keeping your dick mostly inside her. She faces you, and you see one of her hands is back on her clit, rubbing it while she rises up, up, just until the very tip of your cock is inside, and drops down. You orgasm instantly, squirting streams of thick hot cum straight into her soaked snatch.
Ah!
She leans down and kisses you hard in that moment, evincing impossible flexibility as she receives and squeezes around your dick during the first few spurts. The kiss continues until she has received your entire load. She smiles and laughs lightly.
That's a big one. I didn't know you'd go that fast.
She murmurs into your ear. After a long pause, you ask, "Is something wrong? Did we make too much noise?" You look at her face. She looks serious, worried about whether you upset her somehow. A flash of insight tells you the nonchalant attitude might just be bravado. Some complicated expression plays over her face, behind those dark eyes and that grinning muzzle.
No, it wasn't that. Just surprised myself, is all.
A smile returns to her features as she slides down your shaft again. She lifts up high, sliding herself right across to the head of your cock and pressing firmly against your pubic bone. Then she lays on top of you, so the two of you are snuggled up parallel. This would be sweet rather than erotic if her firm clit were not pushing right above your cock, grinding on you. Her nipples, likewise, are pointy, and, to judge from her reaction when you flick one, incredibly sensitive. Your hot cum pools inside her, held in by your half-softened erection. She brings the hand she's been using to massage her clit up to her lips and licks each glistening digit clean before your very eyes as you try to pull out and find your movement paused by her muscular thighs.
Oh, no, hon. We're not done yet. I ain't done having fun yet. Ready for...
Her voice cuts off abruptly as you press your lips to hers and begin kissing her passionately.
Oh, yes, oh.
With each passionate kiss, you slide your tongue into her mouth, tasting both her saliva and her juices. When you finally pull apart, you stare into her eyes and say, "We should probably finish cleaning our catch."
True, she replies, giggling. Funny for me to forget myself. The look on your face. Nah, the catch can wait till I'm done with this.
Her hand squeezes down tight on your balls and you gasp. Your arms wrap tightly around her shoulders, holding her in place atop you while you slowly rock yourself up and down, riding the wave of pleasure washing through your body. Though it is less intense than it was earlier, she remains quite enthusiastic, moaning and gasping with every upward stroke. Then you realize that despite how well the waves wash through you, the motion is not completely smooth. Her clit is grinding against you when she moves, too erect to hide the sensation. Her face is a mask of restraint, but those intense squeezes. Well, you were wondering when she was going to get off, but she's been climaxing all along. And she hasn't stopped, not even for a second, even knowing you're going to be able to do the exact same thing soon enough. You don't dare move, lest she lose control altogether and fall forward. Even so, you wonder why she isn't showing any sign of slowing down. Perhaps she wants to keep this up forever. Perhaps she's simply enjoying it too much to care about time passing. Whatever the case, you enjoy it too. So you give her everything she needs and watch for the tiny signs of pleasure that you're learning to notice. At last, her breathing slows. At least, as far as you can tell through her fur, her chest rising and falling faster and slower, and her nose twitching slightly. That means she has given way to blissfully exhausted release, and you feel like you've earned a rest, period, after enduring her powerful strokes for most of the afternoon into evening. So you take a deep breath and relax, letting the heat flow out of your body as you lay still beneath her. But she won't allow that.
Honey, you oughta remember just what I do all day. You think,
she pants but rallies,
that would exhaust me? No, get this thing hard.
She kisses you again, ready for round 6, 7. The fur of her inner thighs is matted with her juices, and that big, juicy clit is alternating between time in her fingertips and grinding on your belly just above your cock. You've been made hard so many times, you're starting to tingle. But any time your cock tries to flag, she clamps her muscles and induces it again, as always happens after a particularly rousing session. She collapses on top of you, taking you fully inside her warm wetness and leaving you feeling spent and satisfied. For a short while, you hold her close to you, enjoying the closeness, and then you start thinking about dinner.
I'll get your meal portioned up, honey. You've more than earned it. Come back again real soon now, you hear?
You nod weakly and let go of her. She stands up smoothly, swinging her tail from side to side, and walks away from you toward her catch, leaving you coated in mixed fluids and too tired to move.
It's nice to be with someone who ain't a demon. As said, so, come back soon. Real soon, okay? I'll cook it for you this time on my little fire, but I can make you something real special with a little... Oh.
She isn't entirely made of steel, it seems, because she shows the sudden telltale sign of arousal and surrender to climax, even though she's just preparing food. You smile to yourself and save that memory to get off to later, along with reassuring her, yes, of course you'll come again.
That's a fishing fuck. I got mine, you got yours, and let's do this again real soon.